Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Season 2 of the Small-Time Leader Podcast. I'm Mike Tate, your host, and I hope you're having a great summer. Here, as we all kind of ease out of this COVID situation we're in and get back to work. I know I'm ready to get back. As a matter of fact, you may have noticed that I haven't been around for a few months, and that's because I had a little health issue called triple bypass surgery. And I'll tell you more about that later on, but today's a special day because this year or this particular time, I'd like to have my podcast producer, Romina, interview me about that small-time leader in my life that's changed who I am, as well as kind of let her take us through what happened in my life over the last few months. So, Romina, introduce yourself and let's get this thing going.
Absolutely. Hello, dear listener, wherever you guys are listening from. Thank you so much for tuning in to Season 2 of this podcast. Me and Mike are actually very excited about Season 2 because we have some more amazing interviews coming your way. But we did figure out why not do a smooth transfer of Season 2 and let you guys know of what Mike has been up to in the last couple of months. So, Mike, I know you ask every single guest of yours at the beginning of the interview, tell me something you're grateful for the day. So before we get started with the juicy questions, tell us something that you're grateful for today.
Well, actually, I'm really grateful for yesterday. I went to see my heart surgeon, and it's been about 3 months since my open heart surgery, and he told me I can lift more than 30 pounds now. So yesterday afternoon, I went out to the driving range and hit golf balls for an hour. So kind of getting back to normal. It's good. Yeah.
That's awesome. That's a great news. And for a lot of the listeners, like you did mention, Mike, you did have a surgery. And let's give a little bit more information. When was the surgery done?
It was 1st of May.
May 1st. Okay. And how has the recovery been so far?
Well, it's been remarkably good. It's pretty painful. Kind of feels like you got hit in the chest with a baseball bat, and I guess that's really what happened. Yeah, it's been rough for the first couple of months. Anybody who's been through open heart surgery, and I have some friends who have, who helped me understand there's a not only physical part, but there's a lot of emotions that go with it and kind of disorientation to how you think. And it's been a rough time kind of getting my head back in the game, I guess, and getting my heart back in it, I suppose is what it's about. But it's been a lot more than I thought it would be. You know, they told me it would take 6 months to get back to normal. And I said, sure, for most people, but not for me, of course. But it may take 6 months. So I'm not sure I'm totally back right now. We'll find out after we get through this little podcast.
Well, Mike is just a little bit stubborn, you guys, when it comes to his goals and when it comes to work ethics. So I am sure it's not going to take 6 months. And I know the audience is listening to us now, but I can tell you guys, he does look good. He looks good. So I think it's definitely going to be less than 6 months there as well. Now, Mike, let me ask you this. What would you say has been your biggest blessing throughout this last couple of months? Because you did mention not even physical challenges, but even mental challenges after the surgery. So what would you say has been your biggest blessing?
One thing is, I've written a book called Roll Up Your Sleeves about transition, and I've certainly been through a big change, which is your whole system, and then going through that. But one of the principles in that book was self-counseling doesn't work. And I found out pretty quickly, I was getting pretty depressed until I called a friend of mine, Jay Gill, who I've known forever, who had this same surgery 2 years ago. And he kind of walked me through it, been walking with me and helping me understand what you go through with all this and just been helpful. So I think that's a blessing, is the friends who surrounded me, you know, the prayers that went up during my surgery and during this time, and just the friends showing up and going the second mile. And that's been amazing and just a huge blessing.
Would you say that has also been the biggest reflection in this last couple of months for your life, that you have amazing friends around you? Or is there something else that has been like a great wake-up call for you to realize how blessed you are with the people that you've been surrounded with?
Well, you know, it's made me rethink my business. I mean, I've actually talked with people, and several of my friends are just, after COVID and kind of getting away from work, had decided they just don't want to work anymore. And I would tell you, about a month ago, I was saying, I just made the call, this thing quits, you know. But I think I still have a few more things to do. I think there's a reason I got through this. So we're going to try it back and see if that works or not. But yeah, it made me rethink, you know, what I want to do. Because when you want to take your heart out of your chest for an hour and kind of hook you up to a machine and put you back together, and makes you just think about life in a different way. And anybody who's been through that, I know a lot of people have been through tragedies and things like that, and always look for what's the message God has in the middle of all this stuff for me. And so hopefully we'll find that out as we go forward. Not sure right now.
Well, I would say this is season two, but I feel like this is Mike 2.0 as well on the show coming here. Now, Mike, I'm going to ask you the question that you love asking every one of your guests. The favorite question of telling us about a small-time leader in your life that has done something or has said something that has just drastically changed the way they live and think today. Can you tell us that one small-time leader in your life that has definitely influenced the way you think or the way that you do things nowadays?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's easy. His name is Cliff Esslinger. He lives in Houston, Texas. Cliff's a tall drink of water from Houston. He's been a mentor of mine for years. I met Cliff 20 years ago when I was working for a large consulting firm, and we acquired his firm. Cliff came in, and I don't know, you know, sometimes you just meet people and you connect with them when they walk in the room, and that's the way it was with Cliff and I. He just kind of took me under his wing, and we've been friends. And one particular thing happened with Cliff. It was about a year after we had kind of gotten to know each other and done some work, and he decided, I guess I was his new assignment unofficially, but he was doing some work with a big oil company down in Texas, had brought in all their HR people from around the world, and we're in a room, and Cliff said, I want you to come help me facilitate this meeting. We're going to do an HR strategy for BP oil, that's what it was, for the world. And I went, okay, you know, I'm a new consultant. I don't know what I'm doing. He brings me in the room. We got together the day before or so and kind of put our plans together, outlined, had a detailed agenda, had step by step what we're doing. Man, I'm feeling good about this because I'm kind of a structured guy. And Cliff said, I think we're ready. And so we got there the next day and walked in the room, and we're looking. We go through the first couple of points on the agenda. Then about an hour into it, Cliff is standing up in the middle of the room in a chair, and there's 25 HR people around the room. He's handing them paper and he's handing them pens, and they're going up and writing things, and it's chaos. I mean, it's what it looks like to me anyway. And so Cliff came back and sat down in the back, and I said, Cliff, we're really off track here, buddy. And he looked at me and he said, just go to the back of the room and sit down and watch. And so he facilitated that meeting, and the people, we got an amazing plan. He put it all together, and I just sat there mainly quiet in the back of the room, kind of staying out of the way. After it was over, he sat down and we were talking, and I said, that was huge, Cliff. What went on? And he said, well, I want to tell you this, Mike, when you're facilitating, we were well prepared. We did everything to get ready. The main thing we'd had to do is get out of the way. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, when you're facilitating a meeting, when they take the marker from your hand and go to the board and start working themselves, you are leading the group. Always remember that. And he said, and one other thing you don't know that I did before this meeting was I came in the room before this meeting happened, and I prayed over every chair and every person that was going to be here. And that's what I did. I'll do that in all my meetings. And he said, and I also, want to teach you a prayer that you need to know. I think you're ready to understand really what it takes. And he said, so before I do a meeting, I put together an agenda. Then I say this consultant's prayer, which is, God, get me out of the way so these smart people can get what they need to get from you today. So that was an amazing moment in my life. So after that, we went to dinner and talked about some things. And Cliff is still a dear friend, always a mentor, always there for me.
Do you remember your first time that you were on your own after being under Cliff's, you know, guidance, that you definitely used the same prayer or used the same advice? And what was your emotions going through that moment?
Well, I don't know that I remember the first one. I mean, I still do it every time I do any work. Mm-hmm. I do know that when I don't do it, it doesn't go very well. That's one big takeaway for me. Just that technique of getting out of the way and realizing, as he says, we're just a conduit here. You know, they know what their answers are. We just need to get out of the way, ask them the right questions. It has changed my life, not just my work, but just kind of who I am as a person. And he's a special guy.
What would be a message that you would send to Cliff if he's listening to this episode right now?
Oh, well, thanks, buddy. You know, we talk often, and I know he'll hear this, but he's just been an amazing mentor, not just in my life. He was president of the company after a few years, and you know, he's also written several books. He's written a little book called The Serenity Prayer for Leaders. It was a book I kind of forced him to write. He had been trying to write it for years, and I told him if he didn't do it, he was going to go straight to hell. And he wrote the book, and he's written another one, a brand new book that's out called The Executive Leadership. We'll put those in the show notes for you guys to be able to see those. So,
I mean, that's what a good accountability buddy tells you, right? You have to write a book and there's no way around it.
Yeah. He didn't ask me for the advice, but I gave it to him anyway. So
I love it. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and I hope you all can recall Cliff of your life at some point or another that might be in your personal life or in your career, then maybe did or said something that just changes the way you approach things or changes the way you think things nowadays. Mike, any other message you'd like to leave the listener for the first episode of season 2?
Yeah, I would just say slow down. You know, I've kind of been forced to slow down. We all have been, but, you know, we all need to kind of slow down a little bit and think about what's important. And it's a good time to do it as the world starts rolling back together again. And, you know, don't get caught up in that little rat race wheel that you're in, and take some time for yourself, because there will be a time someone may stop you to do that yourself. So take a break before they get back in there.
Slow down, recalibrate, take a deep breath, and then you are good to go, right?
Yeah. Sharpen your focus, strengthen your relationships, and simplify everything. That's kind of my motto for the year.
Absolutely. Well, I hope you guys really enjoyed this episode 1 of season 2. Now, I would not be a podcast producer if I did not remind the listeners to go ahead and also hit the subscribe button wherever they're listening to this podcast from, whatever platform they're listening from. So this way you guys do not miss out our future episodes. Mike done a phenomenal job of actually having a lot more interviews coming your way where we talk about small-time leaders in our guest life. Mike, thank you so much for sharing the story with Cliff today.
Thank you, Laura Romina.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, you guys. And until next episode, me and Mike are out for the day.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small-time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode, and join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.